crews had resumed work preparing to recover fuel from the sunken ship Monarch in Cook Inlet, but they now have a new strategy after initial difficulties and more delays as a diver had medical concerns. KDLL's Ben Stanton has more.
The Monarch sank in January near the Granite Point platform about 16 miles from Nikiski with an estimated 30,000 gallons of diesel on board. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Program Specialist Steve Russell says workers from Global Diving removed about 950 gallons of fuel 2 weeks ago. Then the mooring for the staging ship Perseverance started slipping because of powerful tides. So they brought in a smaller ship, the Sand Island, to stage the dives.
A smaller dive vessel that's used by Global Diving fairly regularly. And they continue diving operations to do preparation work for fuel recovery. They stopped fuel recovery efforts and focused primarily on preparation, removing hatches, clearing debris, and things like that.
After work resumed, it stopped again Wednesday when there was a safety concern. One of the divers appears to have experienced nitrogen narcosis, known as the bends. That's when nitrogen that's dissolved in the blood forms bubbles during certain changes in pressure. Russell says the diver is okay.
As a safety precaution, they ceased dive operations, installed the diver in the hyperbaric chamber, and had him medically evaluated after that. And that triggered, any incident like that triggers a complete safety evaluation.
That more comprehensive self-exam includes review of policies and procedures and inspection of equipment. Russell says safety is very important in the dives, especially in this part of Cook Inlet. They avoid diving during times when the tides move at 4 or 5 knots or more, but there are still strong currents when they do dive. In addition, water depth can change significantly, and visibility can be near zero.
Everything is done by feel. In approximately, at low tide, it's 70 feet of water. At high tide, it's approximately 90 feet of water. So it's a complex operation that takes some pretty careful thought and planning, and you certainly don't want to have any risks involved in that.
Russell says they might decide to bring the 220-foot Perseverance back during the fuel recovery if they redesign the mooring system, but he says a 70- to 80-foot Sand Island will be enough to stage work like removing hatches, cutting bulwarks, and removing debris to gain access to fuel tanks. Recovery could start in about a week and could take a week to 10 days. After fuel removal, the Monarch will be salvaged if possible. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.